Over the summer, the Trump administration announced a rule change that would have penalized people applying for green cards if they used public benefit programs. This rule is currently blocked in federal courts. But as Rachel Cohen reports, advocates across Idaho have been working to make sure the announcement doesn't stop immigrants from signing up for programs they're legally eligible for.
Benjamin Reed has been a staple on Spanish language radio in the Magic Valley for 20 years. When he started doing his primary show, La Perona, on 99.1 FM, Reed, who is a Mexican citizen, realized he was filling a gap that extended beyond playing Latin music.
I was basically the guy who was filling in that, I'm thinking in Spanish, brecha is what they would call it. It'd be like a large canyon, or basically that void that there was between the Hispanics and the rest of the area.
Jerome County, where Reed sits behind the mic in a closet-like studio, is 36% Hispanic, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. He's primarily a DJ, but over the years, he started to talk more about current events and how they affect his audience. Lately, a frequent guest on his show has been Brian Tanner, an immigration attorney in Twin Falls. The two hold legal chats that are broadcast on air and on Facebook, where the live videos regularly have 1,000 viewers. Reed says people call in with questions about legal status or citizenship, and he says one common thing on people's minds is their health.
A lot of people have asked about, SNAP benefits, about WIC, about CHIP. I mean, these are very close to their hearts because they affect their children.
These benefit programs are top of mind, Reed says, because of something called the public charge rule. Last August, the Trump administration announced a change that would make it more difficult for people to get green cards if the government believed they would need to rely on public assistance programs. That includes things like food stamps, Medicaid, and housing subsidies. The administration said it was intended to limit immigrants from depending on the government. Reed says people in the community are confused about who this would affect. Brandy Perez was just finishing law school when she heard about the public charge rule.
I read up on it myself, and I thought that it would be important to know more about it so that I could educate my clients.
Perez is now an attorney with Familias Unidas, an immigration legal services center. Months after the rule was proposed, it was blocked by federal judges in three states. And as long as it's still caught up in the federal court system, it can't go into effect. But Perez knew the implications wouldn't stop there.
The amount of fear and uncertainty that it causes, I think, has having the bigger impact than the rule actually will.
Fear is causing people to make real decisions that affect their health, Perez says. The Urban Institute, an economic policy nonprofit, found 1 in 7 adults in immigrant families reported avoiding public benefit programs in 2018 out of fear that it would implicate their ability to get a green card in the future. In Idaho, Perez has heard many anecdotes of people considering avoiding things like food stamps and Medicaid.
They're taking them out of even the lunch program, which it's not even listed as one of the public benefits that's affected by this, but it's all because of misinformation.
The number of students signed up for free and reduced lunch in Blaine County fell by 10 percentage points between the end of last school year and the start of the current one, according to the school district. The Idaho Mountain Express reported the decline was within the Hispanic student population. Some community members said a general climate of fear among immigrants there might have been responsible, but it's difficult to know the root cause for certain. Perez says it's also unclear how participation in other programs will change. Perez has been giving presentations throughout the state about the public charge rule to affected communities. She and Reed are watching for legal updates and are making sure people have accurate and up-to-date information. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.